John, how are you?
Hey, great this morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, when I get up this morning, I got my cup of coffee. Nobody is up except for me. And I scour the internet and I come across this story that says Sparrow nurses allege unsafe staffing situation, patient care at issue as contract talks continue. And obviously, I want to give you an opportunity to respond to that.
Well, I think, Tony, first of all, it's safe to say that at Sparrow, everybody's top priority is making sure we are ensuring the safety of our patients. You know, our goal here is to make sure we have high-quality care, deliver good service. And I think it's important that people understand, you know, the situation right now. We've been working with our union and having great productive talks, but they started August 19th, and our deadline of the contract's October 31st. So typically this is the time when the energy around the negotiation table starts to heat up. But the fact is, you know, we're having good productive discussions, working together, and our goal is to increase staffing in response to the increased volumes we've been seeing lately.
So, would it be safe to say that this story wouldn't have come forward if there was no issue with contracts?
Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to answer a question. I think specific to what the union is thinking, et cetera. But I think from our perspective, our focus is to keep our energy around the negotiating table, to keep focused on making sure we have good productive discussions. We've had a long-standing positive relationship with the nurses union. We certainly support our nurses, and we work very hard to provide them a good, productive, quality environment to work in, so they can provide quality care to our patients.
Well, the hospital workers union filed a complaint with the state. They've been in contact with the Michigan Department of Community Health, and you've got the unions involved, so I know this must be a sticky situation for you.
Well, I think the issues around, and it's really hard to speak to this. We were not aware of these allegations until yesterday ourselves. So, you know, we're looking into it. We take everything seriously, but also there's two sides to every story in each situation. So I think it's important for us to take some time to understand what's in this as well. And I think we feel that we do a lot to make sure that our nurses have the tools at the bedside to deliver great care to the patients. We're constantly bringing on new nurses, hiring nurses throughout the year. We take the time to provide a lot of additional programs to address their concerns. A good example is recently this year, our nurses were struggling with patient transport and lifting patients out of bed. So we created a dedicated lift and transport team of four people whose job it is just to go throughout the hospital, help patients with those types of duties so that they are they have support in their care at the bedside. You know, and I think in general from Sparrow's side, we are very focused on making sure that our associates are supported so that we can deliver quality care. And we take a lot of time. We take a lot of time to survey our patients, to survey our associates around making sure that they're satisfied with the care as patients that they deliver, that our associates feel that they have what they need to do a good job on a day-by-day basis. Recently we just completed an associate-wide survey of their satisfaction, and we rank among hundreds of companies. We rank in the top 10% nationally. So, you know, I think we're just trying to understand the situation and put it in context right now.
All right, John. I know that you want to review those allegations. Mm-hmm. I'll contact you on Monday and give you another opportunity to come on and talk about it.
I think give us a chance to take a look at it. I don't know if Monday is a good timing, but Tony, I'm always willing to talk to you more about what's going on here at Sparrow.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
All right. Thanks, Tony.